1 week after announcing to the world that he had coronavirus, the US President Donald Trump is raring to get back to work. His doctor has given him the all-clear to do so from tomorrow, and one of the famous Trump rallies is planned for the weekend. But the president's rambling and at times nasty comments in interviews are fueling concerns about the state of his health. Samantha Donovan prepared this report.
Joining us now live from the White House, President Donald Trump. Mr. President, thank you for being with us.
Keen to let Americans know he'll soon be back on the campaign trail, the president spoke to Sean Hannity on Fox News.
Have you been tested recently?
I just saw the doctors today. They think I'm in great shape. I'm in great shape.
Did you test negative?
And I'll tell you, I took this Regeneron. It's phenomenal. I think I'm going to try doing a rally on Saturday night. If we have enough time to put it together, but we want to do a rally in Florida, probably in Florida on Saturday night. Might come back and do one in Pennsylvania in the following night, and it's incredible what's going on. I feel so good.
But Hannity pressed on with the crucial question.
Have you had a test since your diagnosis a week ago?
Well, what we're doing is probably the test will be tomorrow, the actual test, because there's no reason to test all the time, but they found very little infection or virus, if any. I don't know that they found any. I didn't go into it greatly with the doctors. But I will say this, absentee is okay, because absentee ballots, absentee ballots are fine.
The president's doctor, Sean Conley, has cleared him to return to work from tomorrow. He issued a memo to Kayleigh McEnany, the president's press secretary, who has herself tested positive for the virus in the White House outbreak. In it, he said that as of Thursday, the president had completed his course of treatment. And since his return to the White House, he's remained stable and devoid of symptoms that would suggest the illness was progressing. Dr. Conley said given Saturday marks 10 days since the president's diagnosis and the tests his doctors have been doing, he fully anticipates he can safely return to public engagements. But that decision may be at odds with the advice of American health officials. The US Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines say some people with a moderate or severe case of the virus can stay infectious for 20 days or even longer. Dr. Anthony Fauci is the director of the US National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases. On the PBS NewsHour in the States, he was asked when the president will be out of the woods health-wise.
Well, right now, he looks good, and according to his report, he feels good. It is entirely conceivable that he is already well on his way to being out of the woods. The one thing that his physicians are well aware of is that this is a strange type of a virus, because you can feel good for a few days in a row, and then you could have a really, you know, unexpected downturn where your condition worsens. I hope that doesn't happen. It's unlikely it will.
Trump's appearance on the Fox News Hannity program wasn't his first for the night. He'd earlier rung into the Fox Business Network, and given what CNN is describing as a rambling and ugly interview, which included comments on Senator Kamala Harris's performance in the vice presidential debate.
I thought that wasn't even a contest last night. She was terrible. She was, I don't think you could get worse, and totally unlikable. And she is. And this monster that was on stage with Mike Pence, who destroyed her last night, by the way.
Sabrina Siddiqui is a national politics reporter for The Wall Street Journal. She spoke to CNN.
You have to ask what exactly the president's strategy is, what his state of mind is. When he's down in both national and battleground state polls, he is quickly losing support among not just suburban women, but also working class white women, a key constituency who helped propel him to the White House 4 years ago.
Sabrina Siddiqui from The Wall Street Journal. Samantha Donovan with that report.